know that we have both an industrial side and a domestic side, and we went through all the different equipment. The plants do come together at one point. So each piece of equipment, we have a detailed analysis of who contributes what strength waste to the equipment in that part of the plant for processing. And then we allocate those costs accordingly and broke out on those percentages you mentioned. But yeah, the overall cost, we're going to get some PSIG grants, point source implementation grant from the state of $7 million, a green energy grant of $1 million. We're going to tap into some of our sewer reserve funds and then take out a PFA, Public Facilities Authority loan from the state over a 20-year period to pay that back. So we're still hopeful of getting some bonding assistance through the legislature, come either through a special session yet this year, hopefully, or at least at the kickoff of the next legislative session right away. So big monster of a project, big costly project that translates, you know, monthly sewer rates for our businesses and constituents, heavy load. But as we started out and embarked on the project with the state requirements, I guess we knew it was going to be costly, which we shared with the state, but they proceeded forward anyway. And this is the culmination of that process.